We're doing Gemara Brachos, Daf Yudal Ramon Aleph. We'll begin right after the parentheses, about 10 lines from the bottom. Amar Avidi Baravin, Amar Avi Yitzhak Barashian. Asulu la'adam lasot chafatzav kodem sheitpalele. A person is prohibited from doing his own needs before prayer. Shneimar, as the verse says, Tzedek lefanav yalech, righteousness precedes his gate. Ve'yasem nederech pa'amav, and then his footsteps go on the path. So tzedek is righteousness. That's the prayer in which he, so to speak, makes himself righteous before his Creator. So prayer should precede our paths. Before you go on a journey, a person should first pray in the morning, provided that it's time when he could pray. Whoever prays and only then sets out on his path, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Oseh Lo Chafatzav, God does what he desires. Shnamar, as this verse says, Tzedek lefanav yalech, when righteousness goes before him, v'yasem nederech pa'amav, then his feet go on the path, so to speak. God puts his feet on the path to success. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Amar Rabbi Zera. Rabbi Yonah said in the name Rabbi Zera, Kololan Shiva Yimim Lo Chalum Nikra Ra. Anyone who sleeps 7 days and has no dream, that's called a bad person. Shneimar, the verse says, V'saveh Yalin Bali Paked Ra. He sleeps with satiation and he isn't visited with evil. So don't read it as Saveh, but rather, Al tikri savea ela sheva, v'sheva yalin, a person who sleeps for 7 days, bali paked, without being visited with a dream, ra. That's considered a bad person. That's how we're going to read the pasuk. Amar le'ovacha b'rid r'vchia b'raba, hachi amar r'vchia amar r'v Yochanan. Kol ha'masbi atzmo b'divrei Torah, v'lan, he told them what Rav Yochanan said about this pasuk is, v'savea yalin, one who goes to sleep when he is satiated with the words of Torah, bali pakedra, he won't be visited with evil, and mevasrino to psarot ra'ot, he doesn't get visited with bad news of evil. Shneimar, as the verse says, v'saveh yalin, he who goes to sleep satiated, bali pakedra, won't be visited with evil messages. He won't get bad news. Elu and ben aprakim, we said in the Mishnah, in between chapters, Amar Rabbi Avu, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda, De'amar ben Elokechem le'emet v'yatziv lo yafsik. Now, Halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, who says that this pause between Hashem Elokechem and emet v'yatziv, one should not pause. We treat it as though it was the middle of the chapter, even though technically it's two different chapters. Amar, you're saying the line Hashem, your God, and then you shouldn't break in between that and saying is true and is has validity. So we treat that as though we're a continuation of one sentence. Amar Rabbi Abba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, my time mid Rabbi Yehuda. What's the source for Rabbi Yehuda's opinion? Dichtiv, we're up to Yudal Ramad Beis. V'Hashem Elokim Emet. Hashem is true. And that's why we don't want to make a break between Hashem's name and truth. Now, when one is chazen, and he says, Ani Hashem Elokim Sheyotzei Yisrael Me'eretz Mitzrayim Ne'eloskem Ne'elokim, Ani Hashem Elokechem Emet. Now he has to say the last three words. Is he supposed to repeat the emet a second time or not? Amar Rabbi Abba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, chozer ve'omer emet. He does. Rabba Amar, eino chozer ve'omer emet. Rabba says, if you're saying Shema privately, Ani Hashem Elokechem she'hotzeiti etchem me'eretz Mitzrayim le'elokim Elokim, Ani Hashem Elokechem emet, then you begin v'yatziv. You don't repeat emet a second time. You don't say Hashem Elokechem emet, emet v'yatziv. You don't say emet the second time. You don't say emet twice. And that's how we paskin too. In our private Shema, we don't say emet twice. Hahud enachit kamei de Rabba. Chazen, when there was a guy who davened before Rabba, Shame Rabba de Amar, emet emet reizimne. Rabba heard him say emet twice. Amar Rabba kol emet emet tav say lehai. He kept saying the swift saying of emet caught him in error. That's not the way to do it. Amar Rav Yosef Kamamalia Ishmaita Dechiat Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda Amar. How nice is the quote that Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda said when he came from Israel to Babylon. Amri b'marava, he said, they say in the West, meaning they say in Israel, Arvit, in the evening prayer, Daber l'bnei Yisrael v'amarta aleihem, Ani Hashem Elokechem emet. They don't say the whole parsha of Tzitzis. They just say the beginning, and then they skip to the end, Ani Hashem Elokechem Emet. Amar le'Abaye, Mai Mal Yuta? Abaye asked his Rebbe Rav Yosef, What's so great about that? So they're skipping the whole parsha. V'amar Rav Kahana amar Rav lo yatchil. Rav Kahana said in the name of Rav, you don't have to begin Vayomer, the parsha of Tzitzis, and the nighttime prayer. Ve'im itchil, but if you did begin the parsha of Vayomer in the nighttime prayer, then Gomer, you gotta finish the whole parsha. You can't skip around. So how come you're approving of this? You might tell me that's not called starting. Okay, that appears many places in the Torah. That's not the beginning of any definitive parsha. Daberel b'nei Israel, that also is the beginning of many parshios. And say unto them, maybe you'll tell me that's also the beginning of other parshios. That's not a definitive beginning. That could be the beginning of many parshiot. Daberel b'nei Israel lo havei atchala. If you just said, Vayomer Hashem Moshe Lemor, Daber el Bnei Yisrael, that's not called starting the parsha yet, because that's the form of the beginning of many parshiot. V'amarta aleihem, but if you say the words, V'amarta aleihem, havi atchala, that does constitute the beginning of a parsha. Amar Rav Papa, Kasavri b'mar Rava, V'amarta aleihem, nami lo havi atchala. Rav Papa explained, well, in Israel, they don't consider that a beginning. You're right, it's different than what Rav said. Until you say the words v'asu lehem tzitzit, that doesn't constitute the beginning, so you could skip to the end. Amar Abaye, so Abaye said, okay. Hilkach, therefore, Anan, we here in Babylon, atchule matchilinan, we begin the parasha of tzitzit at the nighttime shema, dekamatchilib marava, because in the West, in Israel, they do say the third parasha at night. Dekamande atchilinan, and being that we began it, we don't skip like they do. We get the worst of both worlds, so to speak. We begin like they began, but we can't skip like they did, because we consider that to be a definitive beginning. Once you said v'amarta aleihem, you can't skip to the end of the parasha, and therefore migmar nami gamrinan. We also finish the third parasha of Shema at night. The amar Rav Kahana amar Rav lo yatchil v'mitchil gomer. He said, don't begin the parasha, but if you did begin the parasha, then you have to complete the parasha. Okay, we'll pick up here Be'ezrat Hashem tomorrow.